Welcome to Mathitude Episode 9, Inequalities. Today, Ben and I will teach you about inequalities. Inequalities are mathematical statements like A is not equal to B or A is less than or equal to B. When completing inequalities questions, you will often be asked to solve an inequality and show it on a number line. When solving an inequality, you can treat it like a regular equation, except when you divide it by a negative number, the inequality sign changes direction. Think of inequalities like crocodiles. The mouth always faces the larger number. Let's begin with some linear inequalities. Solve the inequalities and show it on a number line. Remember, an open circle on the number line means that it can be less than or more than but not equal to. A filled circle meets the previous but it can be equal to. The first one is done for you. Deduct 4x from both sides and divide it by 3. Now you divide by minus 1. Note, inequality changes direction. So x is less than 4x minus 9 will eventually become x is greater than 3. Okay, now try some other questions. Questions B to D deal with linear inequalities, but questions E to H will have some things with algebraic fractions. Remember to cross-multiply fractions on each side of the inequality sign and make some common denominators. Now we'll leave you to complete the questions. Now I'll turn it over to Ben for some fun with inequalities with two limits.
Yeah, so thanks, Honkai. Yeah, so this is Mathitude, and today I'll be explaining inequalities, as Honkai already pointed out. Anyway, so let's say you have the question, minus 5 is less than 3x plus 4, which is less than or equal to 10. How are you going to solve it? Well, there are several ways, such as paying a smart Asian friend to do it for you. But I'm going to explain how you work it out mathematically. So what we have to do first with the inequality, minus 5 is less than 3x plus 4 is less than or equal to 10, is split it into 4 inequalities. Minus 5 is less than 3x plus 4, and 3x plus 4 is less than or equal to 10. Then we solve each individually. So, for minus 5 is less than 3x plus 4, you move the plus 4 over to make the inequality, minus 9 is less than 3x. This can be simplified to minus 3 is less than x. Okay, now let's solve 3x plus 4 is less than or equal to 10. Let's move the plus 4 over again to make the inequality 3x is less than or equal to 6. This can now be simplified to make x is less than or equal to 2. Put the two inequalities together and you end up with minus 3 is less than x, which is less than or equal to 2. On a number line, it would be plotted with an empty circle at minus 3 and a filled circle at 2. Then connect the two circles with arrows that meet in the middle. Now, let's move on to some harder stuff. You have the equation 6 minus x is less than or equal to 2x plus 3 is less than 15. I will talk you through how to do it, even though it's on the sheet. Divided. So you split it up into two inequalities again. 6 minus x is less than or equal to 2x plus 3, and 2x plus 3 is less than 15. For 6 minus x is less than or equal to 2x plus 3, you can move the plus 3 over to make 3 minus x is less than or equal to 2x. The minus x can be moved over to make 3 is less than or equal to 3x, which can be simplified to make 1 is less than or equal to x. You can move the 3 over in the 2x plus 3 is less than 15 to make 2x is less than 12. Divide each side by 2 and you get x is less than 6. Put the 2 together and you get 1 is less than or equal to x, which is less than 6. If the question asks you to list the integer values, the values would be 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. It wasn't that hard, but that's pretty much as hard as they get in GCSE level. Now you can try some of the inequality questions provided on the worksheet. Pause the video